You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. We know all about the power of visualization and the magic a good old vision board can conjure. But the downside of being super prescriptive about exactly how we'd like our lives to unfold is that it leaves us with a win or lose result. We either get everything that we want or close to it, and we feel like we're winning, that we are being intentional creators of our lives. Or on the other hand, we perhaps don't get all that we've pinned and stuck to that vision board, and then we feel like we've failed. What I want to offer is to consider the potential of there being an endless number of realities you could live which would feel like success. I invite you to try this exercise and give it a go today. I want you to get 3 individual pieces of paper, and on each, I want you to answer the following questions for 3 wildly different potential lives that you could live. This really asks us to engage our imagination and creativity. The first reality that you write might be the one that feels most familiar to you right now, the one that you have most focus and attention on at this stage of your life. I want you to write that on the first one. Then on the other 2 pieces of paper, come up with 2 vastly different alternatives to that perfect scenario. Here are the questions. Who do you live with? Where do you live? What do you see when you look out the window? What do you do for work? Who do you work with? What communities are you connected with? What projects and causes get you fired up and excited? Where and with whom will you spend next Christmas or your next birthday with? Who is the last person you called or called you, or you text or text you? This journaling exercise is so powerful as it cracks us open to more breadth, more novelty, more adventure, more texture than we often allow ourselves to experience. It allows us to embody wonder and curiosity and fascination, and really has that eager expectation of delightful things unfolding. Hold a vision of how you want to feel. For me right now, my North Star emotions are contribution, intimacy, joy, and peace. And then go out into the world and allow people, allow places, allow experiences and opportunities that are aligned with these emotions to magnetize themselves to you and to draw you towards them.
That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.